Yom Tov, today, the second Aliyah, we have the listing of the families and the people of Bnei Yisrael, the second census. And at the end, a special name is mentioned in Pasuk Mem Bet. It says, Eile Bnei Dan L'Mishpachotam, L'Shucham Mishpachat L'Shuchami. Sorry, after the Bnei Dan. After the Bnei Dan is mentioned, sorry, Mem Vav. It says, V'Shem Bat Asher Serach. We get Serach. Serach is mentioned as being the daughter of Asher. So Rashi comments, why is she being mentioned over here? After all, we're mentioning people that are going to get a Nachalah in Eretz Yisrael. It says, the reason that she's mentioned is because she's still alive. Now, what does it mean that she's still alive? So the answer is that we already know that Serach was around from the time of Bnei Yisrael actually coming down to Mitzrayim. In fact, the Midrash says that Serach, Bat Asher, is the one who played an instrument in order to calm down Yaakov when his sons came to tell him that Yosef was still alive. And so the Midrash actually says that in reward for her calming Yaakov down, Yaakov prophesied that she would actually make it into Eretz Yisrael one day, and this is a fulfillment of that prophecy. She says, no, there are alternative explanations. In fact, the Ramban says, V'shem bat Asher Serach, she wasn't actually the biological daughter of Asher, according to the Ramban, but rather, she was a stepdaughter. She was the daughter of Asher's wife from a previous marriage. In other words, Asher's wife was married before she married Asher, and she brought a daughter into her marriage with Asher. And the reason why it mentions her specifically is because her family is zochet to a nachala, even though she came from a previous marriage and her father is no longer alive. So similar to Benot Tzlafchad, she actually gets a nachala, her family gets a nachala, even though there's no male in the family to be Yoresh. Yom Tov.